One her bands on the mountains, one her bands on the sea, one her bands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. I'd like to have you tune in tonight for a special reason. We've got a great program for you. Night is Coming is the title of our message. You don't want to miss it. We're going to get into the health care bill and look at some of the things that they have slipped in to the health care bill that's going to be coming up pretty soon. And you're going to be responsible, and we're going to show you what's embedded in there, and it's not going to be to your liking, I'm sure. We wonder sometimes why that these things are happening to us. But in 1952, President Truman establish one day a year as a national day of prayer. And we've all participated into this since the 50s. And in 1988, Ronald Reagan designated the first Thursday in May of each year as the national day of prayer. And in June 2007, President candidate Barack Obama, he declared that the United States of America was no longer a Christian nation. Oh, my. Oh, my. I wonder why. Anyway, Barack Obama declared that we're no longer a Christian nation. You know, the Bible said in the last days that men would wax worse and worse. And we know that there's an agenda for a new world order to produce what we would call the end time scenario, as it was in the days of Noah. But listen to this now. After Barack counseled the 21st annual National Day of Prayer ceremony at the White House under the ruse of not wanting to offend anyone. Now, the National Day of Prayer to a Christian creator was counseled on the 21st annual National Day of Prayer by saying that we don't want to offend anyone. Well, I wonder why then on September the 25th in 2009 from 4 a.m. until 7 p.m., a National Day of Prayer for the Muslim religion was held on Capitol Hill beside the White House. There were over 50,000 Muslims that day at a National Day of Prayer from 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. beside the White House. So, ladies and gentlemen, if that don't tell you something, you Christians, if we don't wake up and if we don't vote these scoundrels out of the White House and out of the Congress and out of the Senate, I guess it doesn't matter for the Christian holidays. So we don't count anymore. And the direction that the country is headed should strike fear in every Christian, especially knowing that the Muslim religions believe that Christians cannot be converted, they should be annihilated. Now, does that tell you anything? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we are in the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, according to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Now, listen to this very carefully, because this is important. Both the House and the Senate health bills require the microchipping of all Americans. Now, there's something wrong here, ladies and gentlemen, because the microchipping is mandatory. There's no way around this. Both the House and the Senate bills require, again, and I'm going to give you the bill number and the page number and the section number so that you'll know that what Pastor Buddy is telling you is true tonight. Both the House and the Senate. Now, remember, say, well, they didn't get one Republican vote. Maybe this is why. I'm not for the Republicans and I'm not for the Democrats. I'm for our country. And it's going to hell in a handbasket. At the rate we're going, we're no longer have any respect in the world. We break our covenants. We can't be trusted. And the people that are running our government cannot be trusted, even abroad, let alone here at home. Now, notice this. On September, or on March, just this year, March 18th, in 2010, that's just less than a month ago, Section 2521, page 1000. The government will establish a national medical device registry. Now, if you don't know what that means, a national medical device registry from HR, the health regulation bill, 3200 in the health bill, pages 101, 108, the secretary shall establish a national medical device registry in the subsection referred to as the registry to facilitate an analysis of post-market safety and outcomes data on each device that A, is or has been used in or on a patient. All that data will be supplied to the chip. B, and is one, a Class 3 device, or 2, a Class 2 device that is implantable, life-supporting, or life-sustaining. All this information that you have, if you have a medical history, they will have a facility that will use analysis through, one, patient survey data, standardized analytical files that allow for the pooling and analysis of data from disparate data environments, electronic health records, and any other data deemed appropriate by the secretary. Now, what exactly is a Class 2 device that is implantable? It's already been approved by the FDA. A Class 2 implantable device is an implantable radio frequency transponder system for patient identification and health information. The purpose of a Class 2 device is to collect data in medical patients, such as claims data, patient survey data, standardized analytical files that allow for the pooling and the analysis of data from disparate data environments, electronic health records, and any other data deemed appropriate by the secretary. Again, these devices in the Class 2 device is implantable. Well, which one do you think they're going to use? Now, the new law, when fully implemented, provides the framework for making the United States the first nation in the world to require each and every one of its citizens to have implanted in them a radio frequency identification, better known as RFID chips. These are microchips for the purpose of controlling or identifying who is or who isn't allowed medical care in our country. Now, if you don't believe this, look it up for yourself. Healthcare Bill 3200, pages 101, 108, National Medical Device Registry section, page 106, to be enacted within 36 months of passage, page 503, Medical Device Surveillance, to be enacted within 36 months of passage. Now, do you think that Mr. Obama, who will not put his hand over his heart when he says the allegiance, and I've never seen him actually say it. Some says he don't, some says he does, but I know he doesn't show respect. This is our president that permitted 50,000 Muslims on the White House steps, practically, to recognize a day of prayer. But then when the National Christian Day of Prayer came by, he would not endorse it or condone it because it might be offensive. To whom? To the Muslims? To the Buddhist? To the Jews? Who would it be offensive to? When the Muslims are freely allowed, when the Jewish days come by, he supports them. But it looks like we've got an anti-Christ or an anti-Christian sitting in the White House, and most Christians are still going to church and going to the polls to vote to enable an RFID chip to be put in our bodies. We say, I didn't know that was in there. I wouldn't have asked my congressman or my senator to vote for it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's too late now. Why would the government use the word surveillance when referring to its own citizens? The definition of surveillance is the monitoring of the behavior, activities, or other changing information, usually of people, and often in a secret manner, the root of the word French means to watch over. In theory, the intent to streamline health care and to eliminate fraud veil health chips seems right on the surface. But to have the world's lone superpower mandate on page 106 a device to be implemented is very scary. Well, let's read on in the respect to coverage under the Obamacare. And we are definitely now finding out it's going to require an implantable microchip. And we've long heard about the RFID chips. And both the House and the Senate health bills are requiring a chip to be implantable and to become mandatory under the health care bill. Now, I'll ask you, are we nearing the time of when you will be required to receive this chip? Are you willing to be implanted? I don't want nothing foreign in my body. I've denied my body surgery because I didn't want it invaded. My temple is holy. And as long as I live, and we're all got to die, I want it to stay that way. But what about Big Brother, who cares not for the Christian values that we value, but he supports the Muslim to come for a national day of prayer from 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. He will not say the allegiance to the flag. He said it's offensive. And we voted this guy in and we leave him in? What's wrong with American Christians? Have we been brainwashed at the pulpit by these false preachers who are in lockstep with some of these we love the world or we are the world theology, this New Age Christian or anti-Christian wave of religion that's coming about where they will now plant a chip into our bodies to monitor, and so Big Brother will really be watching then. Now, it's going to become mandatory. What about your religious rights? What if you don't believe in health care? What if you believe in the care of your Creator? And that you would have a choice whether or not that you would seek medical care in the time of a sickness or a disease. You don't have a choice. You're going to be covered or you are, I don't know what's going to, well, I do know. I'll get to that in just a minute. The fine for disobedience to this health care bill is going to be $250,000 fine or imprisonment. Now, what if you refuse to take the chip? Would you have $250,000 to cover your fine? I doubt it. Very few people that can't afford health care
certainly couldn't afford a fine of $250,000 of disobedience. So then, the only alternative would to be to go to prison. These chips will be able to be tracked by satellite. So then, the big brother can see everything that we do and know wherever we go. It's not only holding the data of your medical records from birth to death, but it also serves as a GPS of your activities, where you are. This is what they want it for. Then if there's any major concentrations of populations, then they would have an instant alert to wherever you are or wherever the massing may be. Everything that we do, everywhere we go. Now, that's a little bit intrusive, if you would ask me. Would you agree that it's very intrusive? According to the language in the health care bill, it will be required for all American citizens to be implanted with an RFID chip. Now, you say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, we're going to get into that very soon and see exactly what kind of a bill was passed on your behalf. Well, they're interested in your health. Or are they? This was foreseen in the Holy Word of Yahweh. Now, are you going to allow your children to be implanted? Are you going to be implanted yourself? Well, if you don't, you're breaking the law. It's already signed into law, ladies and gentlemen. It's already on the books. And the pages that I have indicated to you and highlighted here in our dissertation tonight is that you may, if you're disobedient, you may wind up in prison because, as I said, you probably couldn't pay a fine for your civil disobedience. Do you want to have children? You want them to take the implant? Well, that's coming. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. In Revelations 13 and 16, it says that he, the Antichrist, or the Antichristian, that's what that means when we say Antichrist. It really means Antichristian. We got anybody in the White House that you know of through his actions and deeds is anti-Christian, and yet he gets away with it. Where are our congressmen and senators who are allowing, the Republicans knew it was in there, if they've read the bill, this is an 80,000 page document, 80,000 pages, and you remember when it was first introduced, it's been revised to some of the things that were amended, let's say, to satisfy the Republican side to some extent. Although they didn't vote for it, their absence of telling us and their silence speaks volumes as to they are at least a part of the conspiracy. Because if all of the voters or all of the citizens of the United States who would object to being implanted by an RFID chip, which we know that has been ready for several years, and we have had a lot of people warn us about it. Well, here it is. And he, the Antichrist, calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, except that he had the chip implanted, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, that's Revelation 13, 16, and 17, interpreting as to the fact that it could be a chip. That they would know where you're at, they would know what you buy, they would know what you sell, and they would know your medical history from birth, cradle, to the grave. Now, are we going to go into the implanted microchips? What Big Brother and health care reform is all about, and the reason that they wanted you to have this, and the reason that they said it would do you good, is because the House of Representatives has voted on the biggest transformation bill in the history of the United States, and not one Republican congressman voted for it, but didn't tell you that you may perhaps, on Article 2, page 106 through page 108, be required to take an implanted microchip into your body. If it passes now, well, if it's already passed, is it an abomination to the Constitution? I think so. Where is our liberty? Where is our freedom? We've had this ramrodded down our throats, and the Republican Congress and Senate silent. If this new health care bill is so great, why don't our politicians drop their own current health program and join the system that will be forced now on the American public? Why does a bill state that within 36 months of its passing, it will be a requirement for all Americans, both man, woman, and child? Could you take your little baby in and lay it on a table at some implanting station where it's just born, probably before it gets its shots that's required now? And they'll get implanted from the cradle to the grave. Why does it state within 36 months of its passing, we will be required as Americans, and this is the first country to introduce it, of all places, you'd think it'd start somewhere else. But ladies and gentlemen, we've gone to socialism, where the government watches over you. Big Brother is really going to be watching when you get implanted, for it will require all Americans to be microchipped with an implantable RFID chip in order to receive health care. Now, since health care is going to be mandatory, those who will not receive the chip must remember that he can be fined up to $250,000, or she, or years of imprisonment. Now, with this bill, it says that it will be illegal for an American citizen not to have the health care. That's the binding. And that penalty will be, again, $250,000 fine and or 5 years in prison. Now, I'm sure that after you come out, after 5 years, if you live to get out, after you're brainwashed or browbeaten or reconditioned, all the resistors, all the protesters, is that why that we've got all the stockades? Is that why we've got all the prisons? Is that why underneath the airport at Denver, we've got a transit incoming station for United Nations troops to be launched? That we have tunnels under the earth? That these can fly in to Denver? Why did they choose Denver? Because it's a very high 5 miles altitude, and very few people get there. And so then they fly in under the cover of darkness. They have terminals where that they disappear inside the mountain of the Rockies. And we have been told by reliable sources that from there, these troops can travel to any state in the Union underground at tremendous speeds. Are they already there? Well, of course they are. Are there more coming? I would think so. Why? Because to destroy a Christian nation by an anti-Christian that we voted in just for the sake of change, because Mr. George Bush was one of the most hideous presidents we've ever had, but in comparison, I miss the old guy to what we've got. However, we know that all of these political personnel, the people that are running the government, are well planned in advance and chosen, and that they take their orders from the elite, the 13, the Council of 13, who answers to, number one, the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller, and the U.S. Federal Reserve banking system and its 10 regions that is prepositioned throughout the United States as collective systems, now with the CHIP, the RFID, you are now not only a beneficiary of Big Brother watching you, but anywhere you go, they know. Anytime you buy, they know. Anytime you sell, they know. And you can't buy or sell without a fine of $250,000 or 5 years in prison. Now, that 5 years could turn into many, many years through disobedience if you don't, if you're not able to be reconditioned and turned back in to society, because as long as you refuse the CHIP, your sentence is extended until you conform, because it is a law that you must have health care. And one of the proposals in this bill on page 106 to page 108 requires an RFID microchip before you can buy and sell or before you can be treated. Now, your answer here on question number one is that the politicians, and especially the Republicans who are absent from voting so that they can get in to further this. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we know psychologically that we're being conditioned to vote the scoundrels out. But it's too late. The scoundrels got in. The Antichrist system was placed and the abomination of desolation by a president named Obama, politicians didn't want us to know, including the Republican, because it's a piece of crap. For people needing any type of costly emergency medical procedures, and again, if you're old and broken down and you're no longer useful to the state, comrade, I mean, here we are using communistic terms in the 1950s that we applied to Russia. Now we have the Russians warning us not to go this route, but it's too late. For people needing any type of emergency medical procedures, just ask the Russians. Just ask the British. They've got socialized health care. But they didn't go as far as mandating the chip. But they will follow suit as soon as the United States makes it mandatory. Then all of the citizens of the world will come under the implant procedures. And then Big Brother, the one world government, will orchestrate the procedures into action. And then you will become a ward of the state or a slave of the system. Why didn't the Republicans tell us that embedded in the bill? There's a lot more in there that we're going to cover. This is just a health care segment. There is amendments here. All they have to do, Dr. Gary and I was sharing some information, and we noted that they only have to change one word to make it illegal for you to own a firearm, which is basically our constitutional rights. So then, we are under tremendous pressure, and we are here now that we are now within a 36 months of its passing. It will require all Americans. Now, the bill's already passed. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. But the Republican didn't vote for it, so you can't blame us for it. Oh, really? They didn't read the bill? They didn't? I've not heard one word out of any congressman or senator, although they may be some. I've not heard it. And if any of you have heard it, please notify me to make a correction in this statement here. Why did they remain silent of the silencing of the lambs? Why does the bill state that within 36 months of its passing, it will require for all Americans to be microchipped with an implantable RFID microchip in order to receive health care? And then I told you that the consequences, again, is $250,000 fine for resisting. So, ladies and gentlemen, within 3 years, we're going to have to take the chip or go to jail. And if they knew that if you are past a certain age, born with a certain impediment, or having a life-threatening sickness, they will not waste money on you to keep you alive. This is how they're going to save money. The elderly are going to become victims of circumstances beyond their control, as they will be pushed back farther and farther away from treatment centers, and those who are young and able to contribute to the state or Big Brother or government, as they support the pyramid of the socialist communist government of America. And you didn't think it happened in your time. Neither did I. So they're not going to waste money keeping you alive when you're no value, when you're actually living off the support of the system. You're drawing Social Security, which is broke. You're getting Medicare, which is broke. You're getting Medicaid, which is broke. And so if you have a life-threatening sickness, they're not going to waste any money. And this is the savings that Mr. Obama has promised the sheeple. Now, when our politicians get sick, or when they get old, they want a system that will do everything possible to keep them alive, which is why they will keep their current health care plan, and the American people, on the other hand, being expendable, especially if you're old and worn out. You will become expendable. The politicians will sacrifice your lives to save money, which will give their system more money to live as long as possible. Look at George Sr. The guy's 90 years old jumping out of airplanes. What's keeping him healthy? It's certainly not your health care system. These things that we're not privy to, that they are. These things that they have privilege to have in treatment that you don't. The former Labor Secretary and now the Obama advisor, Robert Wright, blazingly and unapologetically sums up their view of the new health care in his chilling speech at the University of California in Berkeley. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it is something to behold. Now, I'm going to play you a short take.
Give you a speech made up entirely, almost at the spur of the moment, of what a candidate for president would say if that candidate did not care about becoming president. In other words, this is what the truth is, and a candidate will never say, but what candidates should say if we were in a kind of democracy where citizens were honored in terms of their practice of citizenship, and they were educated in terms of what the issues were, and they could separate myth from reality from in terms of what candidates would tell them. Thank you so much for coming this afternoon. I'm so glad to see you, and I would like to be president. Let me tell you a few things on health care. Look, we have the only healthcare system in the world that is designed to avoid sick people. And that's true, and what I'm going to do is I am going to try to reorganize it to be more amenable to treating sick people. But that means particularly you young healthy people, you're going to have to pay more. Thank you. And by the way, we are going to have to, if you're very old, we're not going to give you all that technology and all those drugs for the last couple of years of your life to keep you maybe going for another couple of months. It's too expensive, so we're going to let you die. Also, I'm going to use the bargaining leverage of the federal government in terms of Medicare, Medicaid. We already have a lot of bargaining leverage. To force drug companies and insurance companies and medical suppliers to reduce their costs, but that means less innovation, and that means less new products and less new drugs on the market, which means you are probably not going to live that much longer than your parents. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, former secretary, you old people like myself, you better wake up. Your future may not be too bright under the Obama health care. Now, let me answer the question number two that I ask you. Big Brother is going to be watching us, and the RFID chips, which sound so good, they can contain all our medical information for doctors to have an immediate access. And you say, what's wrong with that? They can even be linked to our financial accounts to eliminate the ever-increasing threat of identity theft and credit card fraud. Sounds great.
through these chips, we will also be able to be tracked by satellite GPSs. Just like your GPS in your automobile can tell you where you're at any particular moment through the satellite detection, your body now will become the temple of a GPS system advanced farther than what you are believed to know or you're being told. So then, that all of your doings and your goings and your buying and your selling can be linked to your financial accounts. It can also link to your purchases and to your selling. And so then, you are implanted with a chip. Now, no chip, no health care. No health care, you become a violator of the law, which requires you to have mandatory health care. Now, this health care is not going to be free. Matter of fact, you're going to start paying for it 3 years before it ever comes into effect. But that gives them time to work out the implanting procedures that you will have by the end of 3 years. If you do not take the implant, you are going to be in violation of the said law that is being passed. No chip, no health care. No health care, you're in violation. That means that all Americans are going to be forced one way or the other to have possibly been implanted or face the penalty of $250,000 fine or 5 years of imprisonment. Guess who's going to fill up the prisons? If this health care program is so great, why do they have to penalize someone $250,000 and 5 years in prison if they don't have it? Ms. Pelosi has already guaranteed that it will be affordable for everyone, and so there will be no problem in getting the insurance, although it's not going to be free. You're going to be paying for it. Don't worry. You are going to bear the burden and the cost and the responsibility one way or the other. To become useful to the state, you must be young, vibrant, and healthy, and productive. If you are past any of those markers, then the health care bill is going to look entirely different at you. The Republicans didn't vote for it. But ladies and gentlemen, just because that they didn't vote for it, you're going to wonder why that they didn't tell you this. Now, here's Ms. Pelosi.
Madam Speaker, I'm Shamari Stone from Como 4 News. I have a question for you that hasn't been pointed out, but a lot of Americans feel this way. Do you think it's fair to send people to jail for not buying health insurance?
Well, the point is that we want to make sure that everyone has access to health care. For a long time now, people who haven't had health care or provided it have placed the burden on others. Everybody is paying the price for uncompensated care. I don't need to tell you that in a hospital. And so what this is to say we all have to do our part, and that is the point of the bill.
Well, Madam Speaker, I'm just trying to understand. If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail?
Well,
you didn't answer my question.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect. It gives one opportunity to have health care, access to quality health care. If they can't afford it, it provides subsidies for them to do so. But do you think it's fair if somebody says, I'm just not going to have it, and if I get sick, then I'll just go to the emergency room and send the bill to you? That's my view on the subject. Yes, Mr.
Speaker Pelosi, can I ask you one more question, please?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for coming to Seattle and celebrating for the first time. And thank you all for coming.
Speaker Pelosi,
Well, it's obvious that she's running from the questions. Now, if you notice the tip of the iceberg of what the Obama administration is going to do to fundamentally transform America into the change that he said he was bringing, I can truly say that Obama is one big astronomical mistake for America. May Yahweh have mercy upon our country. May we go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, and may we pray that wonderful prayer that Yahweh would return to our country and our nation to deliver us from the bondage of what's coming upon our country. We are going to be the world leader to bring in the New World Order. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time is coming gone. And if you've enjoyed our presentation tonight, we apologize for the quality of our sound. It's not up to our normal speed, but we apologize for that. But if you would write me tonight, take my address, if you'd like to have this message, where we're recording it here live at the studio, and perhaps the quality would be better here than it would be that you've heard it on the radio or downloaded on the internet. So if you would like to have this message, then we know that we can get it to you if you would just simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, you can call me tonight. I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. We need your help to stay on there. Write us a letter and send us a love offering of any size that you can afford. It may be that we'll see you somewhere in a particular place that I've talked about tonight, and we can discuss this message that has been preached to you before it all comes down. May Yahweh bless you, and I love you.